While much of the country may have been thinking about impeachment or the Iowa caucus debacle today in Kansas City, they were having a parade. Tens of thousands of people decked out in red turned out to celebrate the Chiefs' first Super Bowl win in half a century. As Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports, they braved the cold to share a warm moment.
The parade kicked off just before noon, but like a lot of people, Marvin Shaheed got here much earlier.
I sure did. I left house at 4:30. I've been on the parade route since about, 5:30.
And it's cold, in the 20s. People are lined up along a two-mile route stretching past Art Deco skyscrapers to the city's 100-year-old train station. Almost everyone's wearing red, including Shaheed, who's been a Chiefs fan since the team moved to Kansas City 60 years ago. He's hung on through a 50-year Super Bowl drought and wasn't about to miss this.
You know, hey, this is my team, man. You know, hey, I can't help it, you know. I'm a Chiefs fan, a diehard.
And you had to be for this parade, according to Wes Barnett.
A little bit of snow. Not bad.
Like lots of people, Stacy Peak brought her family.
This is my son. He's 8. DeAndre McIntosh. He's a diehard Chiefs fan.
Go Chiefs!
Chiefs players walked the parade route drinking and hamming it up. Clark Hunt, the team owner, rode by showing off the Vince Lombardi trophy from the top of a double-decker bus. There was lots of red and gold confetti. But it wasn't really all about football. Some folks, like Madison Woods, came to support the city.
I'm seeing a blend of people that I would never see bundle up in this cold weather together, just braving the cold together, showing our supports, meeting new people, seeing old friends, all just come together, and nothing bad has happened right now.
Well, there was a brief car chase on the parade route before it began, and there was definitely some rowdy behavior. But as Matthias Bostic says, it was great to just be able to forget about politics for a few hours.
It's something where we can kind of ignore some of that stuff for a couple days and enjoy something together and then maybe get back to the business of putting our country back together.
As for Kansas City, lots of people here are optimistic they won't have to wait another 50 years to celebrate a Super Bowl victory. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.